The definition of a habit is an impulse to do a behavior with little or no conscious thought. Think about all the habit-forming products in your life. When you wake up in the morning, you brush your teeth with little or no conscious thoughts. Maybe you open a fitness app to help you through a yoga routine during your day. You might check your financial portfolio on a personal finance app when you get home from work. You might wind down by using an app like Calm or Headspace to meditate for a few minutes. So there's all kinds of ways that we can use habit-forming products throughout a user's data, help them live better lives. And this list just scratches the surface. Nearly half of our daily actions aren't conscious decisions, but habits. They're so important that imagining life without them can be uncomfortable. Take phones. A third of Americans would rather give up sex than lose their phones, and an even higher percentage would give up their pets. First thing to remember is that habits increase customer lifetime value. The longer a user interacts with a product or service, the more valuable that customer becomes to the company. Secondly, habits grow when a product is used. Consider, for example, Google. How many times a day do we search for something on Google versus considering the competition? When a habit is formed, we don't even think about the competition. We just Google it with little or no conscious thought. Companies that capture a habit and then industry enjoy an unparalleled competitive advantage. Take the Apple Watch and the habit of checking the time for years after its release. The Apple Watch outsold the entire Swiss watch industry and now enjoys a 33% share of the smartwatch market. Clearly, developing a customer behavior into a heart-to-break habit can be a great strategy if you can identify the right behavior. The first step to building a consumer habit is to ask yourself what behavior, what discrete action do you want your users to do with little or no conscious thought. But not only behaviors are cut out to be a habit, enter the habit zone. Building habit-forming products is a powerful way to increase customer engagement and loyalty while lowering marketing costs. However, becoming a habitual part of your customers' lives is no easy task, especially if you're focused on the wrong behavior. If you think you landed in the habit zone, don't celebrate just yet. While behavior may be good for your customers, you also want to ensure it's good for business. Having a measurable behavior helps you determine whether the behavior is actually being performed. There are a few things to remember. First, while technology can enhance habit-forming products, it's not a requirement. Take candles, concealers, or crosswords. We can build habit-forming products in all sorts of industries. Online, offline, big business, small business, any company that meets these two criteria of a discrete consumer behavior,